Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
104.3 by FM. It's Valentine in the morning. 6:12. Good morning, John Peek. Exercising hard right now. That man gets on his recumbent and he goes. He does some really good exercise and listening to our show all the time. So good morning to him. Here we go. Startup show. Good morning, folks. Jill, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. My bag is in my car. We are headed to Vegas.
Do you remember the time we're going to Vegas and you overslept?
I thought about that last night.
So funny.
This morning, it was awful. That was
nobody was with the show in the room except me and you.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't with us yet, were
no.
you?
No.
Right. This is Rock and Rio. We covered it years ago in Vegas.
Yes. And the plan was we were leaving super early. We were coming
Right after the show.
Right after the show, leaving from there. I overslept because my phone got lodged at the foot of my bed.
No.
And so I didn't hear the alarm going off. Then the phone dies. So then Val's getting concerned because I'm not coming in. So then he calls my dad. My dad comes to the house.
We thought she was dead.
Yeah, they thought something happened to me because
people were writing like obituaries already. Oh, I was practicing. Guys, you know, the reason we're here today, I was like practicing the whole vibe and everything, make sure I had it right.
Their minds went dark.
Yeah, very dark.
Well, he wanted to do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But my dad came in and the way I woke up was he was shaking me in my bed. Like,
oh, man.
And I looked at the clock and it was like 7.
Oh, I think it was like 7:30 or something.
It was late.
You had really overslept.
And I hadn't showered.
Yeah.
I hadn't finished packing. Yeah. Like, I was a mess.
Right.
And Val was so nice. He's like, take your time. It's okay. Just meet us at the airport. And so I just threw my stuff in a bag. I didn't shower. I just got in the car and met you guys at the airport. I was so embarrassed. I missed the entire show.
Oof.
And well, you should have been.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you should have been embarrassed.
I know.
You only set one alarm?
She'll still be embarrassed. To this day, she'll still be embarrassed.
I am being embarrassed.
Two alarms at least.
Two alarms, Jill. Two alarms.
They were all on my phone.
No. I'm not saying one alarm. You need an extra
device. So you actually use like a backup device as an alarm? Do you really?
I do that every single day.
I have my Alexa that goes off.
Right.
And I have it on my phone.
Yep.
Right.
But what if the grid goes down? There's no electricity to power my Alexa.
I don't think we're going to
hold
do
on. If the grid goes down, we go down too.
The whole city is without power.
What happens if the entire city is in a blackout? What do we do?
I was just worried about me getting up. But
Jill, at that point, we go to our balconies and go, it's Valentine in the morning. Good morning. Good morning.
With megaphones.
Broadcasting live from my balcony at my house to my neighborhood. That's all I'll be doing. John, you doing well, buddy?
I'm good. Today is the first day of fall, guys. We made it.
Well, pumpkin spice you, buddy.
And same to you, sir.
Thank you. Brian, doing well?
Doing great.
All right, man. All right. So here we go. It's Friday. It's Valentine in the morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Seems such an afterthought, doesn't it? Oh, my God. I forgot to ask Val how he's doing. Okay.
3 things you need to know right now.
6:23, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. You may have seen this video in the news or online, but a man from Orange County facing a federal charge for punching a flight attendant during a flight from Mexico to L.A. early this week. According to the Department of Justice, he has been charged with interfering with flight crew members in attendance. If convicted, face up to 20 years in federal prison. Did you see the guy that was beating up on the dog the other day or something? Kicking the dog and everything in that video?
Yeah, he turned himself in.
He did. He turned himself in, so I was glad to see that. I could not even watch that video either. After weeks of declines, gas prices are rising again in Southern California. Right now, the average cost of a gallon of regular in L.A. is $5.55. Price is nearly the same in Orange County. That's less than the record highs we saw in June, but still much more expensive when compared to this time last year. Experts don't expect prices to fall for several weeks due to maintenance issues at local refineries. It's like always the same thing. Every time you read a gas story, anytime we have a major problem, well, I remember what happened at that refinery. And none of us remember what happened at that refinery, but they always go that, well, it's a refinery. They had that thing over there. They had the thing. Yeah, they're trying to fix it. Oh, the maintenance issues. John Camucci has the sports.
Tonight is Roger Federer's last night competing in the game of tennis. But he's actually partnering with Rafael Nadal for Team Europe in this last event. So Federer announced last week that he's retiring at 41 years old because of a right knee issue. But he says this one more game going out with his longtime rival would be a unique and fitting way to end it.
Good for him, man.
I think that's cool, yeah.
He's one of the best, if not the best. He's fantastic. Coming up, going to give you some free groceries from Stater Brothers in just a few minutes. Plus, Jill's going to tell us what's going on around Southern California. Now, Jilly is going to be in Vegas this weekend.
Yes, I will.
And I believe we have somebody with you, Jill?
I am bringing a plus one.
The V investigators have been alerted to Vegas. Grab the pics of Jill and her boyfriend.
Please don't.
The team has been turned on, but we'll let you know what's happening.
Invasion of
in
privacy.
SoCal. Stuff next. My fam, it's Valentine in the morning. There's cupcakes behind me. I look behind, I go, what are those?
They
those
look
cupcakes.
Good.
What's up with that?
My sisters and I got together last night and with our friend Natalie, and I brought cupcakes. But everybody was so full after dinner.
Right.
No one ate the cupcakes. And so I spent the night at my sister Britt's, and this morning she was like, would the guys eat the cupcakes?
Would the guys eat the cupcakes?
I'm like, I'll take them. I'll see. There is one missing. That was the gluten-free one that I ate last night.
Right.
But all the rest, delicious.
Full of gluten, the rest?
Full of gluten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would the guys eat the cupcakes?
Of course we'll eat the
cupcakes. Yeah, I'll take it.
It sounds like a song already in my head. Would the guys eat the cupcakes? The guys eat the cupcakes. And the answer is yes.
Good. Enjoy. They look delicious.
So Jill has her feature, Jill's Gems, where she spends the entire week, I mean, multiple days of the week, at least hours on end, putting in some serious OT that the company doesn't pay for, just to come up with this list of what's happening in Southern California. And if you ever think she's missed something on the list, please reach out 31043, whether you're a local chamber of commerce or someone just having a really important yard sale. We're here for you.
I did get an email from Juan who said it's the 33rd annual car show and picnic at Yorba Regional Park in Anaheim. That's happening this weekend. If you are getting married, one of SoCal's largest upscale bridal shows is happening this weekend. It's BrideCon. It's on Sunday. On the Long Beach Convention and Entertainment Center.
Would that also be a place to go if you were looking? Let's say you're a guy and you're trying to find a right girl, because a lot of those ladies are probably ready to get married.
Well, a lot of the people there are already engaged.
But maybe they haven't met you.
Hey!
possibly. Also, LA Tequila Fest is happening tomorrow at Los Angeles Center Studios. There's over 60 different tequila brands. There's gourmet food trucks, live music. That sounds like a lot of fun. And then in Monrovia, the home of Brian Burton.
Oh,
it's the 7th annual Monrovia Chamber of Commerce Beer, Wine, and Music Festival tomorrow at the beautiful Monrovia Library Park.
Whoa!
Are you the MC of that thing?
I had no idea this was happening. They didn't even invite me.
It's so rude. It's happening tomorrow.
Listen, seriously now, City of Monrovia, you have a celebrity in your midst. You should honor this man, give him a key to the city, invite him and his family to functions. Brian Burton. He's the producer of Valentine in the Morning. This guy is a star for your town. He represents Monrovia well. Please do reach out.
Thank you.
Over at the Hollywood Pantages Theater, Jagged Little Pill is playing, and just a little content and advisory warning. This is for an older crowd. There's a lot of heavy subjects that are talked about. You know, it's not for kids. Gorillaz are playing at Kia Forum tonight. Then, when it comes to movies, Don't Worry, Darling is in theaters. That's with Harry Styles and Florence Pugh. It's finally out. Avatar is being re-released in 4K today. And then the next movie, Avatar The Way of Water, comes out in December. In theaters and on Paramount Plus, it's the rap drama On the Come Up. And then there's a documentary about Sidney Poitier, who recently passed. There's a documentary on him in select theaters and on Apple TV. It's called Sidney. Then, finishing up with TV, 4 Fox animated sitcoms are back on Sunday with the 34th season premiere of The Simpsons and The Great North, the 13th season premiere of Bob's Burgers, and then the 21st season premiere of Family Guy. And then also Sunday night, the 24th season finale of Big Brother. But what's really the big thing happening this weekend are iHeartRadio.
Oh, yes.
Music Festival in Las Vegas. Yes. We're going to be broadcasting the entire thing starting tonight at 7 o'clock, tomorrow night as well. You can watch it live, CWTV.com or the CW app.
Sure.
But it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
And we're leaving after the show today, headed to Vegas.
That's right, girl. That's right.
That's what's going on.
That's great. Thank you, Jill. By the way, they're all gone. We can do whatever we want. They're already in Vegas.
There were so many parking spots this morning.
So many parking spots. And you know, they all got to Vegas last night and they all started partying hard. So none of them are up at 6:30. You know, just do what you want today, people.
Valentine in the morning.
Coming up, it's a New Music Friday. John does a really good job as well running down what new music has dropped for the weekend here. So new music, things you might not know about. And every week, honestly, I learn about brand new music. Let's do it together right after this.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3.
My FM.
90s to now.
Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
I know we haven't even hit Halloween yet, but Hallmark has released some of their upcoming holiday season movies, and there's some really exciting things on the horizon. I'll tell you about it at 6:50.
We're going to start the show much earlier, I think, starting next week. I haven't told the crew yet, but we're going to do that. One of the reasons, one of my friends was hanging out last night. He goes, yeah, get up like 4 o'clock, and there I am at 5 o'clock. I turn the radio on, and where are you? And I'm mad.
So we're going to start early for one person.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And honestly, probably clear. Only for a few days.
Yeah.
No. We're going back to that pre-pandemic.
We've tried this a few times.
No, we're doing it, man. We're doing it. I am committing to it.
How early are we talking?
Look, John and I are here at like 4:45. We're hanging.
John, my man.
Yes, sir.
We're doing it, kid.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you say, I'll be here.
All right, well, I didn't hear that. It was like...
What are we talking?
We'll talk about this. We'll talk about it. But we're back to our old ways.
For your one friend.
And my other friend. Wow, did you hear that disdain in my voice?
No, it's like, why now?
Because he reminded me.
Okay.
He reminded me of the importance of the voice of L.A.
Okay.
And that voice of L.A. is Valentine in the morning. All right. Now... let's move on to a new Music Friday with John Camucci.
Awesome.
John,
okay,
take it away, John.
Thank you, because it is a great week for new music this week. So first, I want to bring to your attention Sam Smith. He just dropped a new song, and I think it's going to surprise you a bit because it's a bit of a curveball comparatively to his other stuff recently. He's been teasing this song on TikTok for the past few weeks, and he's gearing up for a new chapter. This song is called Unholy.
This on TikTok?
You have.
Okay.
This is the song he's been teasing, and he said it's time for Sam Smith's villain era.
Ooh.
Now, I think maybe he heard Jill a few weeks ago talk about her villain phase.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that might have inspired him. Who knows? But he says he's ready to have fun. He's time to get things a little bit spicy. And so this song is kind of a theater show in a song. He's singing about a husband cheating on his wife. Things are getting unholy in the body shop. And it's different from anything he's doing. Switching it up a little bit. Now, he has this album coming. We don't really know when. We don't know what kind of songs could be on it. But now that we've gotten this compared to the last song we heard from Sam Smith, we really don't know what's going to be on this next album.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Smith also, they're going to be performing tonight at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
That is correct.
So exciting.
So you can hear him right here on 104.3 MyFM. He's our second act of the night. The next song is going to switch things up here. Now, J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels were dating. They got together for this song, If the World Was Ending. You might remember it.
But if the world was ending, you come over, right?
And she did.
You come over and
the world wasn't ending. She still came over.
Here's the thing. According to reports, they've recently split.
Stop.
No, stop it. No
J.P. Sachs. No Julia Michaels together.
No.
And these are two of the most incredible songwriters.
Yeah.
So... if you like sad music, buckle up because you're about to get in for some good ones.
Okay.
J.P. Sachs just released a first single called When You Think of Me.
I swear I loved you fully, and I'm sorry not for staying who we thought I'd be. When you think of me, am I just another man who leaves?
So J.P. and Julia Michaels have been teasing breakup songs on their social media
just
over the last
another
few
man
weeks.
Who
and this is the first one JP has teased, and he's basically singing, asking, when you think of me, am I a story worth remembering, or am I just written off as another man who leaves?
Ooh.
Well, what's interesting, though, is Julia Michaels has been posting snippets of a song that seems to be in response, with lyrics like, you're just another man, this is just another doorway, using promises like there's some kind of twisted foreplay.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
Ooh.
Wow.
Now, we obviously don't know how accurate these songs are on details of the breakup,
sure,
you know what I mean? But I am here for the songs that we are going to hear from the two of them over the next coming weeks.
Breakup song.
It's going to be so good.
Reminds me of a breakup song I heard years ago. It was called Alabama Moon. Got you. You fully. So good.
I've heard
and
of
I'm
that
sorry
one.
Yeah. not for staying who we thought I'd be. When you think
should
of
I get it? Do you want
can I?
No, we don't have okay. to play it. It's fine. It's okay. just a reminder of that song, Alabama Moon. It's
one
fine.
Of Valentine's biggest hits.
Yeah.
A country song he wrote, Alabama Moon. Maybe we just a taste of it. It's a smash.
Dude, I'd love to hear John Kimmucci talk about it intelligently, like he talks about all these other songs and stuff. You know, it was during a tough phase of my life when my wife and I broke up. We're engaged, but we broke up, and this is the song. This is my song. Probably could have gone to the chorus, but that's okay.
John, let's hear it.
Counting the days till I forget the past.
Obviously, you want to forget the past after a breakup. And, you know, the moon shines brighter when there's not a lot around it. And you're kind of sitting there alone with your thoughts. And in Alabama, there aren't big cities like Los Angeles or New York. So you're kind of just sitting there and you're really into the relationships that you have. Because it's really what makes life worth it. And when you look up at that Alabama moon, it shines a little bit brighter.
Living our love all over.
What do you think the artist was talking about in these lyrics here about living our love all over again, seeing our moves from beginning to end?
Well, I would assume when you're in a tough spot of a relationship, you kind of want to go back to when you first met them and see them through that first lens that you first saw them. So you kind of want to see her move like the way you first saw her move when you first fell in love with said woman.
Good stuff, John. Thank you.
You're welcome. Alabama Moon's a good one. But we're going to close on a 5 Seconds of Summer song.
Oh, yay.
5 Seconds of Summer dropped a full album today, and I mean full, 19 whole songs. Ooh. This is one of my favorites on the album so far. It's called Best Friends. One. So Five Sauce said they went on a jamming retreat in Joshua Tree, which led to this album. And what's cool is they wrote and produced the bulk of this album internally, just the four of them as a band.
Oh, cool.
So a lot of this record was recorded in just one take, like on their first try. And a lot of the album is so much fun. And I think it's exciting too, because again, we're seeing 5 Seconds of Summer in about 26 hours. We're going to be watching them perform at the iHeartRadio Music Festival daytime stage. And we're going to sit with them and interview them backstage as well. So I just thought this song was fitting about enjoying the moment with your best friends. We're all about to be out in the daytime stage in Vegas at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. And who knows, we might be able to sing this one together tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so. Just best friends singing along.
All right, what a move.
I got that vibe from Alabama Moon as well. Just best friends just singing along.
So there are
Jill's face, by the way. Hold on. Jill's face was like on the ground, like she's hiding during Alabama Moon. Like, I can't take it. This is ridiculous.
I had to move away from the microphone.
Well, then John goes, here's Five Sauce. I'm like, oh, God, that's a band. Then I heard, like, the hit, the difference between the two. I'm like, yeah, okay.
It's just different for different people.
My man, bro. Close it out.
So there are a few songs that didn't make the list. Khalid came out with a new song. The 1975 has an incredible song out. Even a brand new Shania Twain song. So you can find the full playlist on our website, 1043myfm.com/Valentine.
John, well done as always, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
I really do look forward to New Music Friday because I learn a lot about new music, and I think it's great how you get into it and you're invested in it and all that stuff. And everything you said about Five Sauce, be aware that I'll repeat that during the interview tomorrow.
It's
to sound as hip as possible.
For you, sir.
My man. Love that team player right there. Hey, 866-544-MYFM, 866-544-6936. $150 over at Stater Brothers. It's yours right now. You call us up. It's 104.3 MyFM.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings.
MyFM, it's Valentine in the morning, 6:50. I read a little bit, not as much as I should, you know, and I want to read more and stuff. And I think as we get older and stuff, we should read more. And I was reading this article because a friend of mine has a child who's on the spectrum. And I was reading an article about autism and understanding what the autism spectrum is. And it's a group of neurodiversity learning disorders. And I was reading about it, and he was telling me recently about his son. And I thought this was fascinating. Fascinating. I wonder specifically, and I don't know, and I could just be spitballing here on this one. One day, will we realize, think, understand, whatever it is, that anybody who's on the spectrum is really the superhero? Because when you think about it, his kid has this amazing ability to focus and concentrate, like tunnel vision, and attention to detail like no other. I could not do it. Not a chance, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wonder if somewhere down the road, I'll be like, oh my God. Not saying that, you know, because sometimes people have that misnomer, somebody who's on the spectrum, oh, you've got a superpower. You can play the piano like Tchaikovsky or something like that. That's not necessarily the case. We all have our own superpowers. Not everybody's going to have these amazing abilities and stuff. But that attention to detail that his son has is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. You know, it just blows my mind. It really, really does. I can never have it. What's my superpower? I don't know. I'm kind of ordinary in most stuff, you know? I guess my superpower is I'm like a father, a husband, a son. That's my superpower. That's my thing. And you might have a child in the spectrum and people go, well, what can your kid do? Maybe your kid's superpower is his heart, their heart, their amazing joy they bring to the world. She's got a big smile on your face. Why is your smile so
big? I'm just thinking of my friend who has a son who's on the spectrum, and he is just the sweetest.
Right.
Like just the like child, pure... with just such a wonderful
heart.
So
maybe that's that child's superpower right there, right? Yeah. Maybe we all have a superpower. But when I was thinking about this young man and his ability to concentrate and attention to detail and that laser tunnel focus that he puts into stuff, I'm like, my mind would wander in a split second. So I wonder if, you know, down the road, and maybe parents of children with autism can speak to this, because I'm not that intelligent about this. So please take what I'm saying as like, duh. But I wonder if we'll realize that these kids are just so phenomenally amazing and have so many gifts that are almost like untapped in that respect.
You're right.
Right. And that's what I was thinking about. So I'm doing more reading. Count us up, Jill.
Oh, dear.
Yes, we bring it back. One,
I don't know. That wasn't a first sip, but now just here's
three.
To a Friday. There you go. Here's to the day in front of us.
Mm. That felt good.
She did a really loud slurp over there.
That was not me. That was John.
That was me.
Oh,
that was not me.
Okay, that was you? Okay, I was like, wow. I don't know if we're bringing that part back.
Really hot.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yeah. Hallmark has 40 new movies coming this holiday season. They begin on October 21st, so even before Halloween. They begin, and there's a lot of brand new movies. There's two movies celebrating Chinese American culture. They're called A Big Fat Family Christmas and Christmas at the Golden Dragon. There's also the first Hallmark Christmas movie to focus on an LGBTQ couple. That's called The Holiday Sitter. Then there's Hanukkah on Rye. And then Hallmark's first Kwanzaa movie called Holiday Heritage. And then our friend, Lacey Chabert, she is back for her 12th movie, which is a record over at Hallmark, and it's called Haul Out the Holly.
Is she our friend?
Yeah.
Lacey, do I know her?
Yes.
Have I met her?
I'm sure you have.
Are you sure she's my friend or our friend or your friend?
Well, she's my friend. She's a friend of the show. She's really good friends with Kevin and Allie.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
okay, there it was. That's it. Okay, that's
what it was. We've had her on a couple times.
We did? Okay, yeah. But I think she's more of like their friend.
Right.
Okay, that's why I was just trying to remember my connection to Lacey and stuff.
Yes. And then Sylvester Stallone and his ex-wife, Jennifer, they're currently going through a divorce, but in new legal documents that TMZ found, they're doing something a little bit different. It says the parties agree that it is in the best interest of each of them individually, and more importantly, collectively as a family, to resolve all issues attendant to the dissolution of their marriage in a dignified, amicable, and private manner, out of court. So they don't have a prenup. They didn't have a prenup when they got married in 1997, which means that there's like a ton of money and a ton of things that have to be split.
Split, big old split.
But they're doing it privately.
Yeah.
And out of respect for the family, which a lot of couples don't necessarily do, but this is different to see in Hollywood. I'm Jill with the Hollywood Headlines.
Okay, 6:56. We do have a My Free Ticket Friday going on all day. So your chance to see Charlie Puth at the Ace Hotel. Anytime we play a Charlie Puth song this morning, you dial in 866-544-MYFM, 866-544-6936. You are in to see Charlie Puth. We do have the Battle of the Sexes coming up. It's 104.3 MyFM.
When I'm gone, I'm never really out of style.
MyFM FM. It is Valentine in the morning. We have a ton of texts coming in this morning. Thank you guys for that. If you've never texted before, it's 310-43, 310-43. We were talking about autism a minute ago, and I got a ton of texts on this. I've always said that people with autism have a gift we will never understand, and they're amazing. Good morning. I'm a special education teacher, and I agree with you, Valentine. These kids have amazing gifts, Ludi. Thank you, Valentine, for wanting to learn more about our beautiful children on the spectrum and their amazing abilities. We need more people like you and your show who want to learn about children with autism and how amazing they are. First sip teacher here. My class is 99% students with autism, and what you said is true. Each of them has an incredible gift in their own area that if tapped into will make them a great success in life. I also have high-functioning autism. My gift is teaching and reaching kids with autism. Another one. Oh, yes, let's talk about autism. I'm an autistic listener. We aren't just kids. We're grown folks living and work, and we need more opportunities to excel into adulthood by normalizing our existence. How many autistic folks work at the show or at iHeart? You think it's a superpower? Act on it. Don't just say it. 100%, absolutely. I don't have necessarily the hiring abilities, but I can do more. I absolutely could do more myself, and I'm sure we all could. I'm a special ed teacher and cannot tell you how much that touched my heart. It feels so good that these amazing individuals are being seen. They truly do have superpowers. So anytime you hear something on our show, whether you want to call me out on it or call Jill or John out on something, or if you agree with us, feel free to reach out, 310-43. All this late night talking. 1043 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning, 7:07. It's Friday, September 23rd. Sorry, I was getting my papers together. I'm standing up. This is a live radio show, unlike many other shows in the city of Los Angeles. That is not to point out or disparage any other shows, but ha! We're live, making things happen. Jill, that dress is stunning.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You look good, too.
Thank you. You didn't have to say that. That was very nice of you.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. That's your travel dress to Vegas,
this
right?
This is my Vegas flying dress.
And these are my Vegas Lulus. So there you go. Coming up later on this hour, happy news. Tell us what you're happy about right now. Share that positivity, 310-43. Anything great in your life that you want to share, that's what our show is all about. It's like a little breakfast table of friends here. This is your familia, so feel free to reach out and be part of our show, 866-544-MYFM. Yamame, 866-544-6936. Now, on to a fun little game we call the Battle of the Sexes. It is the Battle of the Sexes. Reps of the men. His name is Anthony. He lives in Moreno Valley. He's an elementary school teacher, enjoys traveling. Anthony, what up, dude?
Anthony! Hey, good morning. What's up?
Representing the ladies, her name is Annette. She's from Rancho Cucamonga. She works as a foreign trade zone administrator and enjoys gardening. Let's hear for Annette.
Annette, good morning, Annette.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Here's how it works, Annette. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Anthony, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. The Human Torch is a member of what superhero group?
Oh, my gosh.
The Human Torch.
Fantastic Five.
Oh, my God. You honestly, you missed it by that much. The Fantastic Four. They kicked out one member due to... never mind.
Anthony, White Barn, three-wick candles can be found at what fragrance store?
Bath and Body Works.
Good job. That's right.
Current score, guys, up 1-0. Oh, does she really work
nice.
There?
Nice.
Yes. That's
awesome.
Hilarious.
All right, 1-0 is the score. What NFL team has a lightning bolt as its logo, Annette?
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding. Rams.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
Anthony, what Clueless star also starred in Aerosmith's music video for their song, Cryin'?
Silverstone. Alicia Silverstone.
You're correct.
Dude.
Nice.
Nice job, guys. Just won. That was fast.
Oh, that was too fast.
I know, it was, right?
I play online all the time. I always get zero.
Well, you got it on the air, man. Congratulations.
I'm not online, but
no, we know what you meant. We know what you meant. Yeah, we're like, did somebody make up a game online and we're using our stuff?
No, I
you
mean,
got it. Battle of the Sexes Championship Certificate. Posted on social. Use the hashtag Valentine in the Morning. Share that with pride, my friend. Congratulations.
Thanks. I need a shout out to Jackie, my girlfriend, or she'll get mad.
Well, if she gets mad, take her to Six Flags Magic Mountains Fright Fest presented by Snickers, because that's where you're going, my friend.
She will be happy.
Will she be scared? Will she jump into your arms as you explore 14 electrifying haunted houses and dare to enter scare zones?
With monsters and ghouls.
That's going to be the plan.
I'm doing my bit. Ready to strike fear at anyone who crosses their path.
If you'd like tickets for your family, there's a bonus chance to win. 1043myfm.com.
Hi, Annette. As you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Thank you guys so much for the opportunity to play. I really wish you a good time at Six Flags and have a great time and happy Halloween, everybody.
Thank you, Annette. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Three things you need to know right now.
7:19, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. LAUSD has announced it will make the anti-overdose medication Narcan available at all its schools by mid-October. Can you believe that we're doing this? The announcement comes in response to recent fentanyl overdoses by students. Next week, the district will also launch an online, in-person anti-drug education program for parents to help them recognize the signs of drug use. I'd actually be interested in that. I have no reason to believe that may touch my life, but I don't know. And it even brings up the question, should we as parents, and this is kind of a tougher question, should we as parents drug test our own kids, even if we don't have suspicions? Should it be a random thing you do throughout their, you know, high school years or something, or even start as early as middle school? I don't know. For a lot of people, they go, no, it's too intrusive. You shouldn't do that. You're setting up this lack of trust between you and the child. But if every parent had ever lost a child, they would have taken that lack of trust every single time versus the loss of a child. Target has announced plans to hire about 100,000 seasonal workers for the holidays. Meanwhile, Walmart is planning to bring on about 40,000 seasonal employees. Major retailers aren't dealing with the labor shortages that they were last year, but they have been forced to offer big discounts in order to move excess inventory. For example, Target plans to start offering holiday discounts starting on October 6th.
Whoa.
Which is much earlier than usual.
Like it.
John Camucci has got the sports.
So the coach of the Boston Celtics, Coach Udoka, has been suspended for the upcoming season. So sources are saying that the coach had an intimate relationship with a female member of the Celtics staff. Kind of yikes there, but the suspension's effective immediately. And the coach did put out a statement. He says, I accept the team's decision, and out of respect for everyone involved, I have no further comment.
So this is a really, really big deal in the NBA, because this guy took the Celtics the second half of last season all the way to the NBA Finals. It started really poorly, turned it right around, and then ended up losing in the NBA Finals, but they got there. So this was a big, big hire for them. And his, I guess, top assistant had just left recently to go be a head coach of another team. So they're elevating another assistant to be in that spot. But no idea if this guy will be there after his suspension either. We don't know. But Laker fans are like, ha-ha, Celtics! Thank you, John. My free ticket Friday, your chance to take us to see Charlie Puth. Anytime we play a Charlie Puth song, call 866-544-MYFM. Coming up next, what's your happy news?
I'm happy we're getting on a plane after the show, headed to Vegas. Because Vegas Valentine is coming out. He's such a good time. I can't wait.
Valentine's always a good time.
Well, yeah, but Vegas Valentine takes it up a notch.
I have no idea what she's talking about. No idea what she thinks she's seen. Call us rapid.
We don't ever have to fight. Just take it.
Happy Friday, everyone. Because I'm happy and alone. If you feel like roaming at a roof, call now with your happy news. It's 866-544-MYFM.
So my kid, many, many years ago, today is his 27th day of his high school journey. Have a great day at high school. My son Colin, I love him. I called my mom, and mom still has the voicemail message that Colin recorded as a kid, just like that, years ago on her answer machine. And my father's gone to heaven now, like 6 years. And so you call it, and it goes, you've reached grandma and grandpa's. Please leave a message after this. It's so cute.
He's so little.
I just absolutely love it. So Jill's happy news. She's off to Vegas. She's stoked.
We're off to Vegas. And John gets to experience Vegas Valentine.
John, I don't know what that is. And she's making stuff up.
No!
Okay, so her and Valerie and Brian all say the same thing, but they're making something up?
Yeah, there's no Vegas Val. No.
Vegas Val came out 2019, iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. He was out and about, and boy, did we have a good time. We were in the pit watching the Backstreet Boys. We were having dinners. We were just laid back, having a great time.
I think I just went the wrong way.
No,
and then I got stuck in the pit.
No,
then once you're in the pit,
fun.
You can't get out. So you start like moving, but people think you're dancing, but you're actually just trying to get through people. You're like, yeah, get out of here.
It was good.
John, what's your happenings today?
I mean, we're all saying it, but going to Vegas is just so cool for me. I've worked this festival for 5 years in a row.
Yes.
I'm usually a guy behind the stage with a radio bringing people to the broadcast tent, and now we're going to be in that broadcast tent doing backstage interviews, introducing people on stage, and it's such a cool moment for me.
That is really surreal. Let's concentrate on that for a second, because maybe you've had a moment like that in your life where you're doing one role, then you get elevated to a new role, and you can't believe you're in that spot. So John, like, you know, years ago, even last year, would have been holding a radio going, yeah, I've got Pitbull and he needs more M&Ms in his dressing room.
That's a direct quote.
That would have been John. And now John is going, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Pitbull to the stage. That's how this guy's life has changed. It's well deserved.
Blows my mind to think about it. Thank you.
Brian, what's your happiness?
I'm the exact opposite of you guys. I am not going to Vegas. But I am so happy about that. You guys have an action-packed week. I'm going up to my sister's place in Moore Park, and we're just going to sit around and hang out, and I can't wait.
Okay, what's making you smile right now? Text in 31043 866-544-MYFM. What is your happiness?
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
Multiple sources have confirmed Beyonce... she's looking at something. And that something is really good news for us. I'll tell you what it is coming up at 7:50.
I almost texted you guys in the group chat yesterday.
Yeah.
Just to like blow your minds. Because I thought it'd be kind of cool. And it's actually not off the table. But it's like, guys, just add it to the festival. Destiny's Child.
I mean.
With Beyonce.
We would riot. That would be chaos.
That would be amazing.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it though. I was going to do it and then be like, psych. But I'm like, oh, but hate me forever.
Yes.
Hey, Brooke. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. What is your happy news today?
Well, my happy news is that I'm going to Vegas too.
What?
Yay!
What do you mean, Vegas Jill?
I know. I can't wait to meet Valentine or Vegas Valentine.
Oh, God.
Is there a Vegas Brooke?
Yes.
Ooh, is there a Vegas Brooks husband?
There is a Vegas Brooks husband.
Yeah, let's qualify that before you two start meeting up.
That's fine. The more the merrier.
Vegas Valentine is married and he's still a good time.
Again, there's no such thing as Vegas Valentine.
There
I don't know what that is.
I'm telling
so, Brooke,
you.
Are you coming to our festival?
Well, so we're going to the daytime stage tomorrow. And the super awesome thing about it, obviously, is we're going to be there.
Yeah.
The second awesome thing is that we're surprising our 11-year-old son. He has never been to Vegas, and my husband and I go like twice a year and love it. And every single time, he's like, I want to go. And so we're going to pick him up from school, head to the airport, and he has no clue.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's make sure we catch up then. You stay on hold. We'll get you some phone numbers to reach out to us. And we have to meet your son and say hello, okay?
Oh, we would love that.
All right, perfect. Hang tight. We'll get you all set. Hang on.
Okay.
Hi, Becky. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. What's your happy news?
My happy news is that my daughter, Jordan, she has made the All-American cheer team, and she will be representing her high school and the United States of America in the Pearl Harbor Parade in December in Waikiki in Hawaii.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Tell her congratulations.
I will. I would grab her for you, but she's still sleeping because we slaughtered Santiago last night in the football game, so... she has not arose from that fun activity yet, but I will definitely pass that news along to her.
Did you say Santiago?
Yes.
Like Santiago High School in Corona?
Yes.
Nice. All right. Down to Santiago.
What do you have against Santiago?
I went to Centennial. We were rival high schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I was at the Oaks Christian game last night. My kid goes to Oaks, and they were playing Loyola, and they beat them, I think, like 34-0 or something.
Nice.
Slaughter them. Everyone's slaughtering everybody.
Nice.
If you want to slaughter somebody, call Valentine in the morning. Happy news is on. Well, listen, tell her congrats again. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. If I can give a shout-out, the girls are hosting an Applebee's pancake breakfast this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Applebee's in Mira Loma. So if you want to be served up by some All-American cheerleaders, come on down, right? Eating good in the neighborhood Saturday morning.
Wow. You just did a commercial for Applebee's, too. I love
that. That's really good.
If anybody says we're not local radio, they're crazy. Thanks, love. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys. Have fun in Vegas.
Memories follow me left and right. I can feel you over here. I can feel you over here. You take up every corner of my mind. What you gonna do now?
My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. 7:40. I think my heart stopped just now.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God, Ingrid. I think my heart like stopped. How's your heart, Ingrid?
It is pounding hard right now with my son, Johan.
Okay. Well, listen, Ingrid and your son, here's what happened. 4 seconds before Charlie Puth ended, Brian Burton did this in my face.
Ingrid's going to see Charlie Puth!
But like I'm sitting here putting my headphones on, 4 seconds to air. Jill's getting her headphones on. John's already over there and stuff. He's always got his headphones on. And he just screams, Ingrid's going to Charlie Puth.
Sorry, it was fast.
It's like, oh my gosh, my heart
thank
stopped.
You.
Yeah, no, thank Brian. He's the one that said you're going, so congratulations.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
You.
Charlie Puth is great. He's a really, really talented guy. He's like one of these guys that can make a song from just a sound. And he comes up with a hit record, so you'll really enjoy him.
Have you ever seen him live, Ingrid?
No, I haven't. And I just called because my son, he wanted, he said, Mommy, call, Mommy, call. And we called and we got him.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's, so cool.
He's the type of artist that he's singing live. You can tell he's singing live. But he sounds exactly like he does on like the records that we play, the songs we play. It's great. He's so good live.
Oh, that's, we're excited.
How old's your son? How old is he?
10.
10 years old. He's is he in the car?
Yes, he's right here. He actually did speak to you guys last year for the Thanksgiving joke.
Oh, like, we do that every year, the Thanksgiving jokes. We love those, yeah. What's up, dude? How are you?
Good.
You want to call for Thanksgiving again this year and tell some more jokes in the air?
Sure.
All right, we're going to put you down for that. I'm going to put you down in pen, too, man. This isn't a joke. You're getting penned in, not penciled in. This is serious stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang tight. We'll get you all set with Mom for Charlie Puth there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why aren't you in school or something? What time do you get to school?
At 8.
All right, my man. Make it happen today. Learn a lot of stuff, okay?
Okay.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yeah. On December 15th, ABC is going to air a special. It's called Beauty and the Beast, a 30th celebration. And what they're going to do is have all of these people perform the songs from the movie, play the movie as well. It's just going to be this really cool special performance. And we know that her is going to be playing Belle. Josh Groban is the Beast. Joshua Henry is Gaston. Rita Moreno is going to be the narrator. But then we found out, according to Variety, Martin Short and Shania Twain are in final talks to join the special.
Oh, you are guests. She's our guest.
Shania Twain will be Mrs. Potts. And Martin Short is going to be Lumiere. Like, this cast...
She's losing it.
This cast is so good. I'm so excited for this. But it's going to be so fun. It's December 15th. It's going to be on ABC. And then the next day, it's going to be on Disney Plus. But so much fun.
Martin Short agreed. Unbelievable. He's the best.
And then Beyonce. We are getting confirmations from multiple sources that are saying Beyonce's booking some stadiums. So that could mean Renaissance, her new album. She's taking it on the road. This would be her first solo tour in 7 years. But she did go on tour with Jay-Z before, but her first solo tour in 7 years. And apparently she's been booking stadiums, getting them ready.
So, Brian.
Well, she's 100% doing it then. She's not going to book a stadium for giggles. Well, she's not booking it for Michelle. Just
screening a movie or something.
Yeah, I know. It's a family movie night at stadiums all across the country. She's going to do a tour.
I know. But no announcement yet, but Brian is so excited.
If you ever get the chance to see Beyonce live, oh my God. She does so much in high heels. It's amazing.
You know what's funny? I saw her and knew her when she was with Destiny's Child, obviously, because that's when I first kind of got into that vibe there and stuff. And I was interviewing her. She was Beyonce, but she wasn't Beyonce then.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Yeah. She was amazing, though, and sweet, and always very nice. Come back.
Please. I'm Jill with the Hollywood Headlines.
Hey, anything on the Mark Mester, Lynette Romero story? That's kind of like one of those ones that here locally is being kind of kept under the radar.
Yeah.
I guess Mark Mester, they announced a Deadline, I think, carried the story that he was let go from KTLA.
Right.
And Lynette Romero had just left recently, and it was a whole big thing. So we're watching that story, but honestly, we don't really know much about it.
Yeah.
Just they let him go. And apparently, did he fly like a helicopter?
It was a plane.
It was a plane, right.
With a message for Lynette that was over Hollywood. I think he said, like, we love you, Lynette.
Yeah.
Wow. That's one of those stories that I wonder about, you know, that we're not... Well, Jill, you're on it.
Figure it out, Jill. Make it happen there.
752, it's 104.3 MyFam. This is Valentine in the morning. So he's performing at the White House today. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did. He's doing a farewell tour. He's going to be at Dodger Stadium, November 17th. Elton John performing for the president today. And he's older. We all know that. He wants to retire and put his feet up and stuff. And I saw him years ago, and he wasn't moving that fast then, to be honest. And he would be the first to tell you. He actually did the song. He goes, I'm still standing, but I'd like to sit. And you can tell everybody. Elton John, 866-544-MYFM. Have you ever seen Elton John?
I have seen him, yes.
Great.
At an iHeart event, actually.
That's the only time that I saw him.
Yeah.
It was at the festival.
The festival,
and
right.
I was working it, and I was on the side of the stage, and there was Elton at the piano, and I just thought, it does not get any cooler than this.
No.
I just remember thinking, I have to take this in.
Yeah.
It's like, this is one of those experiences you're going to want to remember seeing Elton John.
Right, I'm glad you realized that.
Yeah.
And not looking through your camera at that point, not holding the phone up, just really let it soak into your DNA. Because this guy, he's one of the legends. Like John and I were talking off the air a second ago, who are the iconic artists that I'll miss when they're not doing stuff anymore that really stand out? And I wonder, could the Harry Styles be the next type of person
right.
like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's got to be Elton John. You know, it's Billy Joel. Oddly enough, Barry Manilow as well.
Really?
Just like these artists that you know how talented they are. And Elton's just one of those guys. I mean, he wrote a lot with Bernie Taupin and everything, but one of those guys that knew their craft, knows the music. When you would watch like Barry Manilow or somebody on American Idol back in the day,
mm-hmm.
that guy knew exactly what he was doing. From key changes to chords to everything, the progressions. He knew it all, John.
Wow.
And Billy Joel's one of those guys too. And I do think we have artists nowadays that could be those iconic artists. Lady Gaga's got a very long career in front of her.
That's a game in my mind.
Did it really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sixpence None the Richer is playing right now. I haven't heard from them in a while. I know that was kind of a poor segue. Lady Gaga and Sixpence None the Richer. This is Kiss Me. What? It wasn't bad. I love the bearded barley. The Sixpence None the Richer street team, a little mad at me, checking in on the text line 31043. 757, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 1043 MyFM. Hi, Rebecca. What is your happy news?
So my dad is a huge baseball fan, and he loves the Dodgers, and we are finally keeping up on a promise from 2 years ago. My mom, my brother, my sister-in-law, and I are taking him to the Field of Dreams in Iowa. I'm in the Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner.
Right. They play baseball there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And we are actually renting the house out and staying there on Tuesday night.
Stop it.
Oh.
Stop it. Who was the Major League team that played there? They did actually a Major League Baseball game there.
They do it every year now.
Do they really?
It's a special they just started. They pick two teams every year to play there for a special.
Oh,
and they just
so
did
cool.
it. This time it was the Cubs and someone else, I think.
That's so cool. And you're going to stay in the house?
Yeah. And so because we're staying in the house, we also get the field to ourselves for like an hour with the lights on, I think, and stuff before they close it down for the night.
No way.
Oh, man.
That's so cool.
My brother and I get to be out there playing catch with my dad on the Field of Dreams.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
How old's your dad?
He's in his early 60s.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah. Well, have an absolute blast. Crank one
it's
out.
It's going to be awesome.
Jack one out of there, man.
I will absolutely do that for you, Val.
I love it. Have fun and congratulations with that.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
The guy is absolutely phenomenal, right?
We should take it slow. We're just ordinary people.
He's going to be in this.
But all she want to do is, all she want to do is, all she want to do is dance.
He's John Legend. He's got a voice. He's got a way with words. He's got a way with playing that piano like no other. He knows how to speak about love. He knows how to speak about social issues. He knows how to speak and sing about a lot of stuff. Dude,
you to love me
now.
H25.
John Legend.
I think he always, you know, some people when they're like not making any expression and their resting face is not always pleasant. I feel like John Legend always has a smile on his face. His
John Legend
face.
Has a good resting face.
Yes.
So when he comes in here at 8:25, we won't have him talk. We'll just have him rest.
Yeah, just rest.
And we'll just, you know, live stream his face and you guys can just enjoy John Legend resting face.
Very pleasant face.
It is the battle of the sexes. Reps and the men is in. Dave. He lives in Calabasas. He's a high school teacher, enjoys working out. What up, Dave?
What up, Dave?
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Representing the ladies, her name is Melissa. She's also from Calabasas. She's a stay-at-home mom and enjoys going to the beach with her kids. Let's hear it for Melissa.
What's up, Melissa?
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing good. Where do your kids go to school, Melissa?
My daughter goes to Lindero Canyon Middle School.
Okay, I know that. Yeah, that's how I kind of get home. I take Lindero sometimes because I'm out there in that Westlake area.
Oh, yeah. Not too far. Very close.
Cool. Here's how it works, Melissa. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Dave, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. It is the battle of the Calabasas. Calabasas. Well, that did not really. Welcome to our show. Crunchitize me, Captain, was a tagline for what breakfast cereal, Melissa?
Captain Crunch?
That's correct. Crunchitize me, Captain!
Dave, according to the tagline, what cereal do people go cuckoo for?
Cocoa Puffs.
That's right.
Welcome to the sugar addiction of America. Current score, 1-1. Louis Tomlinson was a member of what boy band, Melissa?
One Direction.
Correct.
Dave, Lacey Chabert stars as Gretchen Wieners in what 2004 movie?
Legally Blonde?
No, Mean Girls.
All right, current score, 2-1. Ladies, doesn't Lacey have something you were talking about with Hallmark coming out?
She has a record 12th movie.
With Hallmark, another Christmas movie?
Yes.
Love it. Congratulations to her. She's a dear friend of our show. Current score, 2-1. Ladies, name one of the letters found on the colored buttons of an Xbox controller.
X?
That's correct. A, B, X, Y.
Ladies win.
Whoa, there it is. Wow.
Congratulations. You won a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social. Use hashtag Valentine in the morning and share it with pride.
Exciting.
You've also won a Dodger Stadium doubleheader. First, you've won tickets to Dodger Stadium's Elton John bobblehead night on September 30th. And then you've got tickets to Elton John's final tour homestead opening night at Dodger Stadium on November 17th. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
That's so cool. Dave, listen, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away, man.
I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity and just wishing everybody have a great day.
You too, brother. Dave's called in before. Say hi to your wife, Stacy, for us, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Three things you need to know right now.
All right, it's 8:18. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. You might have seen the video on the news or online, but a man from Orange County is facing a federal charge for punching a flight attendant during a flight from Mexico to LA earlier this week. According to the Department of Justice, he's been charged with interfering with flight crew members and attendants. If convicted, he could face up to 20 years in federal prison. Starting today, we all have very strong opinions about this. Starting today, face masks will no longer be required on buses and trains in LA County. They will also no longer be required at airports. Of course, it's the day that we're going to the airport to fly to Vegas. Public health experts say COVID transmission rates are falling, but they're still strongly recommending masks. They're just not required. Masks will continue to be required at all hospitals, nursing homes or really any type of healthcare facility. I didn't mind them. I think the mask is in my pocket for life. I'll be wearing it at airports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Any place where I feel like it might be compromised because I look around and all of you look dirty, I will. No, you know, there's a big crowd and stuff.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. Sometimes I want to have it. I don't always use it. Sometimes it's in my pocket. Sometimes I forget.
I've still been wearing them on planes, even though they weren't required.
Right,
I'm still wearing mine.
No, I hear you. I'll be doing it today. All right, John, can we get the sports?
Today's high school football game of the week is a fun one. It's an OC versus LA matchup. So the Sage Hill Lightning in Newport Beach, they're going to drive out and take on the Faith Baptist Contenders in Canoga Park. Now, it's not just an LA versus OC battle, but both teams are currently undefeated. So Sage Hill's 4-0, the Contenders are 2-0, so someone's going to take a hit tonight. Good luck to the Lightning and the Contenders.
All right, all right. Do you want to give that score, that Centennial game again, or whatever it was earlier, Santiago?
Oh, I just said down with Santiago.
Down with Santiago, he said. He went to Centennial. We've lost all the listeners that have kids that go to Santiago. But I'll root for you, Santiago. Boom! In your face! Coming up, John Legend stopping by. He's got a brand new album out called Legend. He's returning to The Voice as a coach this season. John Legend going to be here on Valentine morning in just a few minutes. It is 104.3 MyFM. This guy also new music and very soon could be on our show as well.
Yes, sir.
Louis Capaldi, someone you loved.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
MyFM, it's Valentine in the morning. Somebody said love the Husky Pride. Is that you?
Yeah, Centennial Huskies.
All right. What's Santiago's?
They're the Sharks.
Go Sharks.
Yeah, good luck. I can't sit and
hope, John Legend is in the building. We're talking with John Legend right after this break. He's going to be in studio with us. This is a good song, too. I wanted this one to actually go further than it did on the charts, so to speak, but a really good song. This is one that everybody knows.
All of you love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
I said this to my wife one time when the song first came out, but I didn't tell her that it was a John Legend song, and I just repeated the lyrics. It doesn't go as well when you're not singing them.
No, really?
I love your curves and all your imperfections and all your edges. What?
'Cause I give you all.
John Legend. Walking down the hall in the studio next.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3
My FM.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance.
My God, this song. This song, like right here, so good.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is,
all she wanna do is dance. Do 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 do. Oh, hello. What's up, man? How are you?
You good?
How you doing? Oh my God, so good.
What's happening?
That's such a good song, brother.
I like to walk in with that playing. That feels good.
First time I heard it, I was dancing just like that, and I was in a Zoom call with your record company, and I just went crazy for that song.
Well, I'm so happy that it's out in the world now.
Yeah.
So many people are loving it and feeling good to it and dancing to it. We've been playing it at my shows for a while now. We've been playing it in Vegas. We played it over the summer in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And the reaction was just immediate. People never heard the song before, but
right.
It was just like instant.
Right.
And yeah, it's cool to see it just being out there in the world now.
By the way, John Legend is here.
Yes. Hello.
How are you, man?
I'm feeling great.
You look great.
I feel good. I'm so happy the album's out because I've been working on it for a while.
Yeah.
And it's in the world now. I'm just, it's like, it's in the hands of the people now. So
why do you look so good? What's going on? I mean, you really do look good, and you've always looked good, but you've got a vibe today.
I'm rested. I feel healthy. I feel good. I'm excited. Life is good.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. We're so happy to have you here, too.
I'm so happy to be here.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the album. 24 songs?
24 songs, two acts, 12 songs in each act. And all she want to do is on act one. And we've got, you know, quite a nice lineup. Some great guests. Saweetie, Money Long, Jasmine Sullivan, Janae Aiko, and Ty Dolla $ign.
Okay.
Just some great people.
That's a lot of people. Did you get to pay all those people?
Sometimes we swap.
Okay, you do something on theirs.
You know, I've been
smart.
On Janae's album before.
Okay.
I've been on Rick Ross's album.
Right.
And so a lot of times we'll swap for our fees instead of actually paying
cash. Is it
kind of
like a set thing, though? Now I'm like really curious because I wouldn't want somebody to come to me like, well, I'm going to need a bit more than Sweetie got, need a bit more than so and so.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Well, everybody's got their own price. And, you know, it's like, everything's a negotiation.
There you go.
About power and the willingness to ask for what you want.
Right. Do you remember last time you came in and Brian said, please don't bring it up? And Jill actually mentioned it to us too. And it's been a minute. So maybe before the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went downstairs to Morton's for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And we had a couple of cocktails. And so we might have actually done an interview with you. I'd say tipsy for safety purposes.
Okay.
But we might have been drunk.
Was it, you think, better than normal or worse than normal or just normal?
It was a good interview. It was good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I was sober.
Break out the secret.
Perhaps we found the secret. It might not be sustainable.
Hey, how's the family? How are the kids?
They're doing so well. Of course, we're with child.
I know. Congratulations.
Chrissy's, got a few more months to go, but we're very excited about the new baby that's coming into our lives. And we just got back from vacation. The kids are back in school.
So they're both in school because they're like one's six and one's like three or something?
Miles is four, so he's in his second year pre-K.
Wow.
And he'll go to kindergarten next year, but Luna is in first grade now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And is it still at the point where, because my kid's 14 and you've met him over the years and stuff, did the thumb wars and all those things.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. So Colin's 14 now, freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
Just started high school. Which is crazy to me. It's actually the 27th day of his high school career today. Are you at the point, I think Luna being six, you're probably still kind of there, where life's problems can be solved with a cookie?
Oh, well, they're very bribable. Yes. Cookies, treats, they definitely help.
What's funny, because I always tell people, like Brian Becker, our producer, has got three kids, and he's watched Colin kind of grow up, you know, and you get to a point where you can no longer solve life's problems with a cookie. And that's a tough spot for a parent.
Miles doesn't negotiate very well. Yeah. Like, he just does what he wants. He's kind of stubborn. Occasionally, we can, like, win him over with a brownie or a cookie.
He's just going to do his thing?
He marches to the beat of his own drummer still.
That's wild. Yeah. I love that, though. Yeah. He's independent. He's doing his thing.
He is. I love him. He's funny. He's become more talkative lately. Yeah. And just more engaged in the world. And it's just funny and fun to see them grow up.
Were you ever like, did you ever have a really strong independent streak? Did you ever like push back on society or anything?
I was a nerd growing up.
What defined you as a nerd?
Well, I just love to read. I love to like watch Jeopardy. I love to. I would just read encyclopedias for no reason.
Right.
Like we were homeschooled for a while. So a lot of our learning was independent anyway.
Okay.
But I was very precocious. Yeah.
Did you find that to be pretty cool being homeschooled? Because I know a lot of people out there during the pandemic switched to homeschool.
We did. We homeschooled our kids for that year, that first year.
Right.
And then they went back to school in 21, 22.
Right.
But 2021, they were home with us. You know, it's okay. We had a teacher. We hired a teacher and then we had a little pod. So like some of the other preschool parents brought their kids over.
That's nice.
To our house.
Yeah.
And so we had a little pod. I think homeschool is okay, but you definitely lose a lot when it comes to social interaction and stuff.
Right.
But I turned out okay.
Yeah, you turned out pretty good. Your social cues are totally fine. John Legend's here. This is All She Wanna Do. It is Valentine in the Morning. Don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance. John Legend, All She Wanna Do. It's Valentine in the Morning. John's here in the studio. I could fall for you forever,
I'm certain. My favorite song on the album is Nervous.
I think that's a new crowd favorite, and I think the audience is pushing us to make that the next single.
Oh, please
honestly.
Do.
Yeah.
Please do.
The cool thing about streaming and about social media is you can immediately tell which things are getting traction. You can see it on TikTok. You can see it on all the streaming services when you get the data back. And Nervous is definitely emerging as one that we haven't even promoted really that much. People just love it. The audience is speaking to us and we're listening.
My brother-in-law, Michael, is a huge fan of yours. He introduced me to this song. He's like, I know you're going to love it. And I immediately did. So I told him you were coming in today.
Yes.
And I said, what do you want me to ask him? He's such a big fan. His response was, his question, how does he do it? And I said, well, how does he do what? And he said, pure magic.
Well, so, oh my gosh, what a nice guy.
He loves you.
Well, you know, a lot of it's about making sure I have the right collaborators in the room too, because I don't write a lot of these songs by myself. A lot of them are co-writes and very collaborative. We wrote Nervous with John Ryan, who I did Love Me Now from my Darkness and Light album with. And that's part of how I just stay fresh as an artist.
How big is the support from Chrissy? And I'll preface this by saying I'm married 24 years, between five, you know, in April of next year.
Amazing.
Thank you.
That's big, 25.
Dude, I know. I'm a little nervous. What are you going to do? I don't know, right?
We have 10 next year. That's our
You got
big,
10 coming up?
Yeah.
Okay.
2023.
That's big too, man. Mm-hmm. So Chrissy and you hitting double digits here.
Mm-hmm.
How supportive is she? Because my wife will listen to the radio show here and there. But it's just like she's used to it. It's what I do. It's a job. It brings home a paycheck.
Yes.
My kids now the same way at 14. I am. My dad does a radio show. Mm-hmm. It's on my FM, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? What is that? Is Chrissy still all in with you? Or is she like, could you, a little loud in there?
Yeah, she's very supportive, but yeah, she's not like in awe of my work every day.
Right.
Like she can't maintain a level of awe for this long. We've been, you know, seeing each other for like 16 years. So she's seen it all, but she still loves coming to my shows.
Yeah.
The kids still love coming to my shows.
Are they in Vegas with you when you do the residency?
They come a lot of the weekends. Great. Yeah. So, you know, I usually do a Wednesday night show and they don't usually come to that one, but then they'll come out with me on Friday and Saturday and then we'll go home together. And so, yeah, they love it. They still enjoy it. And they sit right where I can see them. And the kids wave at me the whole time. They're very supportive. And Chrissy, you know, she allows me to use her as my video girl sometimes.
Does Chrissy have a favorite song on your new album?
She loves Stardust, which is on Act Two. And that's one of the earlier songs we wrote. We did it with an artist named Milk, who just a great writer and a lovely person. And the song meant a lot because of the timing of when we recorded it, and Chrissy was listening to it during a time when we were still grieving the loss of our baby Jack back in like late 2020, early 2021, and it just meant a lot to us in that time. It was very healing and very inspiring during that time. And so I think that's still her favorite, but hopefully there are some others that are emerging now. But that one, I think, will always have a special place.
Do you ever, and I guess if I had your talent, so this is kind of hard. I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. If I had your talent, I'm not saying I'd weaponize it, but I'd use it with my wife sometimes.
Use it to your advantage.
Right, you write a special something that no one else ever hears. Your fans never heard it. We've never played it. Do you have something in the arsenal that's only a song for Chrissy?
No, because if it's that good, I'm going to I'm going to try to make some money off of it.
I'm gonna put it out. That's very fun. I love that, man. I love that. Take a break, come right back. John Legend in the studio. It's Valentine in the morning.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines. Yeah.
Sister Act 3 was originally announced back in 2020 as a film for Disney Plus, and then I kind of forgot that it was happening, but then Tyler Perry was on The View, and he and Whoopi Goldberg gave us an update about it, and I'm so excited again that this is happening. He said, I love the idea of us making this happen, but you know, the Hollywood system moves a little slower than I'd like to. He's producing the film. He also said, we've got a good script. We're off to a great start. We're just trying to get everybody moving in the right direction so we can get it going. And then Whoopi Goldberg chimed in and said it has taken 20 years to get Sister Act 3 going. She said they were sort of lukewarm for the longest time about making the movie. They said nobody would want to see it. But then Tyler Perry went in and said, I want to see it. And she said, next thing I knew, we were on. And that's the power of Tyler Perry. So Sister Act 3, it's got a good script. And Chelsea Handler says she has no regrets about not having kids. She talked about it on her podcast, and she was giving advice to a caller who was struggling with infertility. And she said, just because you don't have kids
doesn't mean you won't have kids in your life. She said, I have so much availability for not only my nieces and nephews, but for other children in the world because I don't have my own. And she says, because I don't have my own children, I'm able to send strangers to college and support kids I'll never meet in countries that I'll never visit. And to me, that is my purpose. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
Thank you very much, Jill. It is 8:51. We are blessed to have him in studio today. The Voice is back on NBC. John Legend has returned as a coach.
We're very excited. We've got Camila Cabello as our newest coach. Gwen is back. And now this is her first season with us as the spouse of Blake Shelton.
Right, right.
And we're very excited to have this crew together. And we have some incredible artists this season.
It's a great show.
It's such a great show. This is 22 seasons now.
Yeah.
It's my seventh season. And the show just keeps going because people love this connection they feel with the artists, with the coaches.
Right.
And they still love our format. It works.
I think when America gets to see really talented artists impact somebody else's life and explain things and go, why'd you do that? Why'd you do this? You should try this, or this would be better, or do a key change, or take it to a bridge, or whatever it is. That's awesome.
That's my favorite part of being a coach on the show, too, is because I get to spend time with them and think about how to make them stronger, more compelling as artists. And the thing that it does for me is helps me think about how I apply that to my own career.
Do you have time to be normal? Do you have time to, like, do you and Chrissy sit back in bed and watch Virgin River? Do you binge shows?
Oh, we binge shows. We were at the Emmys the other day, and I was like, oh, we watched this show, we watched that show. And we watched so many of those shows, and we were, like, just fans, excited to be there.
Do you have a couple show that the two of you are required to watch together? And if you cheated on her and watched... like the show,
most of the shows we watch, we try to watch together. Yeah. There's a few shows that I'll watch on my own, like if I'm on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
If I know she's not into them.
Yeah.
But if she's into it, then I won't skip ahead and watch episodes without her.
That's what keeps a marriage.
You know, you gotta like be faithful when it comes to episode watching. In addition to other levels of faithfulness.
It's a multi-tier.
Exactly right. Exactly. John Legend in the studio.
Indeed.
The album is out. Check it out. 24 songs. You're going to get your money's worth on that one.
Yes, it's a double album. We've got Act 1 and Act 2. And I called my Act 1 my Saturday night act. So it's more like fun, sexy, physical, upbeat. And then Act 2 is my Sunday morning. It's a little more mellow, introspective, romantic, spiritual. And that's how I organize the album. And so you can listen to it all together, of course. But if you want to like access different moods, you can go to Act 1 versus Act 2, depending on
find your spot,
what you're feeling.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you a gambling man? Last question.
I'm not.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time in Vegas now, but I do not really gamble. I don't mind gambling. I'll play a little blackjack every once in a while.
Sure.
But I don't get so into it that I need to do it.
Would you gamble with me on your phone? I'll explain what that is.
Oh, my. Okay. This sounds like a virus waiting
for you. No, it's not bad at all. You open your Instagram.
Okay.
And you hit your Explore page.
Explore.
Right? Because I'm going to show you mine. So I'll go first. And if you want to show me yours, you show me yours. Okay?
Okay. I refreshed it.
Mine? What do you see?
A lot of animals.
A lot of little dogs.
Mine is a lot of musicians and entertainers. Yep. So I have Jay-Z on here, Taylor Swift. I have some voice propaganda, The Voice, my show.
Right, okay. Is there one on
Beyonce's
there that you go?
On there. Quinta Brunson's on here.
Okay, there's nothing on there that you go, oh, I better hide that?
There's a man with a towel on. I'm not sure why. He has no shirt on. I'm not sure why he's here, but he's here. It's quite a random. I don't use Explore page very often.
I don't either.
But, you know, I guess they base it on
what you like and stuff, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's a lot of entertainers. Oh yeah, because I follow a lot of entertainers.
Yeah, and the guy with the...
And the guy with the his abs out.
The towel, that's all he has. Ladies and gentlemen, John Legend. I can't. I just have to jump on
and
tell people.
Mean?
No, I got to tell people what you said.
What
I got to tell them what you said. So anyway, we're all going to Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. You'll be able to hear that here in 104.3 MyFM. We'll broadcast tonight and tomorrow. Oh my gosh. I'm so stoked about it. Great acts, right?
The three of us are going to do the live stream from the daytime stage tomorrow.
Sounds great. I'll be there. You got it. I'm thrilled. It's going to be awesome, right?
It's going to be so fun.
Tons of fun. Love my outfit, linen. I'm thrilled about it. 97 degrees out there. Hello, here I am. We're stoked. We're stoked, right? But here's the best part, Jill. You ready for it?
Yes.
So John Camucci says to us a second ago, the young new guy on our show, John Camucci, 27 years of age, from Orange County, got four roommates, lives in a frat house. very close to everything being true there. John says,
guys, could I maybe leave a little bit early, like maybe like, I don't know, 9:45 or something today?
Look, I was very scared, John, to ask.
Why? What's up, buddy?
Well, my flight leaves at 11:25.
I go, all right, well, I think you'll make it, dude. Burbank's right down the street.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was 12:25, and it's not. It's 11:25. And I also didn't realize I booked it from Orange County. It's John Wayne.
Oh, man. Look, I've booked a lot of flights through iHeart before, and they're used to me flying out of John Wayne. So I think when I booked it, they're just like, oh, yeah, the same one you always fly out of.
Yeah.
When did you realize this?
Yesterday.
Good thing you realized.
Good thing I realized. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you totally could have called like the iHeart people though and said, hey, can you switch that to Burbank or something too and get a last minute flight out of Burbank instead of John Wayne Airport?
Yeah, but I feel like if I'm out of here at 10, I'll probably get there around 11:10. My flight takes off at 11:25. So I feel like I just, it's a small airport.
Oh my gosh.
Last time we doubted him and he made his flight on time. Right.
Wake me up when he grows
Summer has come and passed.
On for tonight. 9:22. It is 104.3 MyFam. It's Valentine in the morning. We're off to Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. A lot of people saying John should leave now.
Yeah.
Because I'm a dum-dum. I booked my flight out of Orange County, John Camucci says, at 11:25.
Yeah, 2 hours from right now, he should be taking
off. And he's still in the air till 10. Then we usually do post-production stuff.
Yeah. I'm not worried. You guys are worried. If you see a black Highlander weaving in and out of traffic, mind your business.
Mind your business. Toyota's going, oh, God. We're going to be on the news, says Toyota.
There's a Highlander doing 113 miles per hour southbound towards John Wayne Airport right now. Please clear the lanes.
Well, good luck with that, buddy.
Thank you.
I'd like to let you go, but unfortunately, we have to have you do your new music segment.
I'm not even worried. You're good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, John Camucci has got that new music for us. Yes.
Well, it is a great week for music. First, I want to bring to your attention a new Sam Smith song, and I think it's going to surprise you a bit because it's a curveball from what they've released in the past. Sam Smith is gearing up for a whole new chapter in his life, and this song is called Unholy. So Sam Smith has been teasing this song on TikTok for the past few weeks. They said they're approaching their villain era, so he's ready to have some fun. And this one is a kind of a different song. He's talking about a husband cheating on his wife. So it's a little bit spicy, different from what they've done in the past, but he's got an album coming up. We just don't know exactly when it's coming, but it's going to have a variety of styles in it.
Ooh, I hope it's a villain era.
You think so, yeah?
Sam Smith also performing at iHeartRadio Music Festival tonight. You can listen right here on 104.3 MyFM. So our second song is going to switch things up a little bit here. Now, JP Sachs and Julia Michaels dating. We're dating. They got together for this song, you might recognize it, If the World Was Ending.
You come over and you stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant.
But according to reports, they have recently split.
Ugh.
And these two are some of the most incredible songwriters. So if you like sad music, buckle up because we're about to get a lot of it. JP Sachs just released his first single called When You Think of Me.
Because I swear I loved you fully, and I'm sorry not for staying who we thought I'd be. When you think of me, am I just another man who leaves?
So both JP and Julia Michaels have been teasing breakup songs on their social media over the last few weeks. And this is the first one JP has teased and now released. And he's basically asking, when you think of me in this past relationship, am I a story worth remembering or am I just written off as another man who leaves?
Oh, gosh. That's sad.
Julia Michaels has been teasing breakup songs too. And the one she's teasing right now but hasn't come up with yet seems to be a response. Her lyrics are saying, you're just another man. This is just another doorway. Using promises like it's some kind of twisted foreplay.
Oh, I have chills.
Yeah, it seems to be intense. So obviously we don't know how accurate these songs are, if they're even talking about them specifically, but wow.
Yeah, it's kind of clear it's no more sax for JP.
Right. But I'm excited. There's going to be a lot of sad music from them coming out in the next couple of weeks. So if you're a sad song lover like me, more is on the way. And then we're going to close with some 5 Seconds of Summer. They dropped a brand new album and a full album, 19 whole songs. This is one of my favorites from the album so far. It's called Best Friends. So it's a fun, upbeat song. And Five Sauce said that they recently went on a jamming retreat in Joshua Tree, which led to this album. And what's cool is they wrote this album and produced it internally as a band. So it was a fun way for them to reinvent their sound. And a lot of the album was recorded in just one take. They said they were really feeling it. They kind of just went in there, started recording, and a lot of it just naturally came out.
I love them.
So the whole album is a ton of fun. I think you're really going to like it. And we're seeing Five Sauce in about 24 hours at the iHeartRadio Music Festival daytime stage. We're going to be interviewing them backstage.
Yeah.
We got a whole experience where we're going to watch them from a VIP area too, so that should be a ton of fun.
We will tell them you said hi, buddy. Because the odds of you making your flight are just getting tougher and tougher. People texting, drive safe, fly safe, John. Godspeed, Janet.
We should live stream my trip all the way there.
I'm a truck driver. I just came from Long Beach to Burbank. It took me an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
Why don't you guys fly in the same flight and start the party on the plane? Yeah, Jill and I went over that with John, too. Yeah.
That would have been fun.
Issues on the 710 North 405 area gridlock. Look out.
Not taking those freeways. We're good.
Another text. Dude, with the traffic, you better leave now. Another text. John, you need to leave now.
We got time. John Wayne's a great little airport. You slide through, not a big line.
No, it's a great little airport, but there's a great freeway in front of it.
Yeah. Plus, I got to see my face before I take off. You know?
Oh, God, yeah. If you've ever been to the John Wayne Airport, yeah. If you stop to take pictures of your face on that billboard again, that's going to be the problem.
Can you hold the flight? I think I'm coming up next on rotation here.
John Camucci is on a rotating billboard for Cal State Fullerton at John Wayne Airport. So he believes he's a celebrity, and we hear about it nonstop.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a few songs that didn't make the list for this new music week. Khalid has a new song out, the 1975. Also, Shania Twain has new music. You can find the full playlist up on our website.
3 things you need to know right now.
It's 9:28. It is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. LAUSD has announced it will make the anti-overdose medication Narcan available at all of its schools by mid-October. Can you believe we need that? But apparently we do. The announcement comes in response to recent fentanyl overdoses by students. Next week, the district will also launch an online in-person anti-drug education campaign for parents to help them recognize the signs of drug use. I'm really curious, and it's a conversation I've had with my wife before. When do you drug test your kid? You can buy over-the-counter stuff at any pharmacy, I guess, to drug test somebody. You know, companies do that stuff all the time and everything. But should you drug test your kid? Should you just trust your kid that they're not getting into anything? Some parents with kids who have had problems with drugs and alcohol will tell you they wish they did something because they didn't see the signs. And sometimes we're oblivious to the signs. We don't want to see the signs. So I'm curious about that. We may get into that topic next week. Should you randomly drug test a child, even if you don't think anything's going on through those middle school, high school years when a lot of that stuff can be impactful? After weeks of declines, gas prices are rising again in Southern California. The average cost of a gallon of regular in LA is $5.55. Price is nearly the same in OC. That's less than the record highs we saw in June, but still much more expensive when compared to this time last year. Experts don't expect prices to fall for several weeks due to maintenance issues, winky winky, at local refineries.
It's always that.
It's always, isn't it? It's always that. It's always, oh, you heard what happened at that refinery. No, no. Oh, there was a thing. They have to maintain it now. It's a thing at the refinery. John Camucci's got the sports.
All right, well, this Sunday, the Rams and Chargers are back at it. The Rams have a tough one. They're playing the Cardinals in Arizona, who are in the same division, so it's going to be a big game there. And then the Chargers, they're at home this weekend at SoFi Stadium. They're hosting the Jaguars, and they're celebrating Latino heritage on Sunday. And, I mean, we're all kind of wondering how Justin Herbert's going to do after getting smacked in the ribs last week. So we'll look at that. That game starts at 1:05 on Sunday.
John, you need to leave now. Traffic is horrendous. I'm a bus driver. Believe me.
All right, you guys are freaking me out.
The confidence that John has to make it from Burbank to Orange County after the show is the confidence I want all the time. LOL. Nancy Rodriguez, he needs to go to John Wayne Airport. He has an 11:25 flight. What do you know?
So, Val, here's the thing. Not to be a negative Nancy, but John, you need to leave now. Uh-oh. A Sig Alert in Santa Ana. Yes, 5 South Grand Avenue. It's a broken down semi, so this one's taking that right lane. So avoid the 5, John. Avoid the 5.
No.
The
4. No,
the 405. The 405 looking a little better, but just keep an eye on that 5 South at Grand.
John,
I think so.
Are you Southwest?
I got the alternative routes. Yeah, I'm Southwest.
Why don't you just call Southwest and see if you can switch to Burbank? So is there anything left on a flight over there?
I'm going to make it.
Do that. I would recommend
John,
that.
If you make the flight, will you post that you made the flight on your Instagram?
100%.
All right, put up in Valentine the morning one as well.
If I don't make it, I will also post that.
All right. Well, does anybody want in on this action?
Kind of.
There's no chance he's making it.
So when do we let him leave,
though? I don't
though?
Think so.
He has to stay until 10. I said right at 10.
He has to stay until 10, right? Yeah. So right at 10, he can leave because we got to do stuff.
Maybe 9:55.
9:55. I'm feeling
good. When Jill starts
your Hollywood headlines.
You can go.
No, I don't think so, Jill. I'm going to stay.
Hey, he's the producer, Jill. You got to listen to him. So we're all taking some bets in this. I'm going to say, first off, be safe. You cannot get killed driving to an airport, first off, right? I'm saying you don't make it. Okay. Jill, what's your bet?
I'm going to say he's going to make it. He's going to make it.
Nice. All right. Nice.
No, big
not
going to
make
down
it.
Big
no chance. Down. All right.
Naysayer's going to naysay.
Well, this is what? Okay, this is, what do you say, Nancy? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The
Ooh.
Winner?
No.
Not the winner enjoys a breakfast on Monday.
Okay.
Purchased by the losing team.
Yes, I like that. Oh, I love being doubted. Bring it.
Wait to hear this one. Nancy, are you still there? This is insane.
I'm here, sir.
So
I'm here. What's up?
We all have like traffic apps, and the best thing about like traffic with Nancy is you get the real-time thing. You find out what's going wrong. You don't have just an app telling you something. You're like, what's up ahead? And,
right.
You know, she gives you different routes and stuff like that and everything else. So John, we go, John, what's it say, man? He goes, an hour and 6 minutes, man. It's a different route, and it's still looking good. I'm like, well, do that thing on Waze. We can see the best time to leave. He goes, oh, I'm not using Waze. Oh, what are you using, like Google Maps? No, I'm using Apple's program.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean? Apple Maps? Dude, the Apple map is horrible.
That's what I use every day.
No.
No.
You need Waze or Google or something like that. Apple's not good at that
you
stuff.
You think it's that much of a difference?
It
yes.
is. It definitely is.
No. 100%. Run it through Waze and see what you get of that
one. All right, I'm downloading Waze.
You don't even have it?
What kind of millennial are you?
Apple is fine. It gets me where I need to go.
God, I'm
so disappointed,
embarrassed. John. Thank you. I know. Nancy gave you the time already, and she's live. You don't even nap for that. Oh, my gosh. That's Nikki Yore at Sunroof, 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. Every time I hear that song, I think about you-know-who flying out of Sunroof. R.I.P.
Your gerbil, what was it?
My gerbil did not fly out of a sunroof.
It was
my bird, my
parakeet,
Twinkle.
Right. What's
That's
the difference, honestly?
There's a huge difference. Wow. Oh, okay, hotshot. Mr. Mensa over here. Let me try this one. Hey, Siri, how long will it take to get to John Wayne Airport?
Traffic to John Wayne Airport, Orange County is heavy, so it should take 2 hours
what?
And 23 minutes via I-5 South.
Stop.
John.
2 hours and 25 minutes
There's
in
no
I-5 South. Oh my, Oscar again.
I just checked it.
Dude, I'm telling you. Hey, Siri, how long will it take to get to John Wayne Airport?
Traffic to John Wayne Airport, Orange County is heavy, so it should take 2 hours and 23 minutes via I-5 South.
John, please just go.
I'll make it.
Just
I'll make
go.
It. Now, there's other directions. Siri's confused.
Siri's not confused, dude.
See, Waze. I told you, Waze is the way to go.
You told No, you didn't. You were saying Apple's the way to go.
Use Apple Maps.
Some people actually
Everyone
said Apple's
that.
Really good. They texted Apple Maps rules, shows great traffic info. Waze is second best. Google Maps is the best. Everybody has their thing, you know? Wow. All
My right, thing anyway. Has always been Waze, so.
Hollywood headlines.
Yes. Shawn Mendes is making his movie debut as a talking and singing crocodile in the animated film Lyle Lyle Crocodile, which is based on the classic book. And it is going to have a lot of songs from Shawn Mendes. We weren't sure just how many. He posted a little teaser for the soundtrack. He has 8 songs. And it's also going to include songs from Elton John and Stevie Wonder. And then Sean also shared a little teaser of the song Heartbeat.
Wherever you are, wherever you are. Heartbeat, it spits up whenever you want me. What you got, I wanna like. I'm weak, I need that, I wanna be. Wherever you are, wherever you are.
So that song will be out on September 30th, and then the movie and the entire album will be out October 7th. And Kevin Costner posted something really exciting on his Instagram, and he announced The Bodyguard is coming back to theaters. He said, in November, 30 years after its first premiere, The Bodyguard will be returning to theaters. I couldn't be more excited that we all get to re-experience this film and the magic that happened when Whitney stepped in front of the camera. I hope you'll join us in celebrating this movie and her legacy. I'm Jill with Hollywood Headlines.
All right, Jill, thank you very much. Thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Brian, thank you for your show.
And thank you for your show.
Valerie Hernandez in the other room. That's Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Thank you for your show. Michael Pullman, my dear friend in New York City, the Big Apple. He works remotely and does work for us in New York City.
Can we talk about Michael for a bit?
His lovely
I know.
Wife.
Let's really just stall for a bit. His lovely wife got a brand new home, I believe, in Connecticut area.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely state. The Constitution State, also known as the Nutmeg State.
Oh,
yes,
I didn't
Connecticut.
Know that. Did not Beautiful. Know that.
Yeah, he sent me a message. Is that rain? A lot of rain there.
Lot of, oh, is really? That still a lot of rain coming down? Oh, my goodness.
We I love Michael.
Wonderful guy. I hope Lisa the roof Fox is fine.
John, go!
John, get out of here. Thank you for your show. Run, John. Run out the door. You're not going to make it.
We're fine. We're
You're
fine.
Not fine. He's trying to get the John Wayne Airport.
I got to listen to Nancy. I got to listen to Nancy.
No, you don't. Nancy will be fine without you.
Nancy's my dear friend.
Nancy, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show. Nancy, you have my number, John. So
yeah, right. Yeah.
That's right, I do.
She got a final check in the morning traffic. What do we got?
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.